نستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا مثيل له في علو شأنه وعظيم سلطانه، ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده وحبيبه ورسوله، أرسله من أرجح العرب ميزانا وأصلحها بيانا وأوضح الطريقة ونصح الخليفة صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأولاده وخلفائه المهديين من بعده ووزرائه العاملين في عهده، خصوصا منهم على الأئمة خلفاء رسول الله على التحقيق أمراء المؤمنين حضرات أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي ذوي القدر الجلي، وعلى بقية الصحابة والتابعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. أيها المؤمنون الحاضرون، اتقوا الله وأطيعوه، إن الله مع الذين اتقوا والذين هم محسنون. الحمد لله، الله سبحانه وتعالى has granted us to see one more year with his blessings. One Muslim year, and this year is 1423 Hijri, from the time that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated from Mecca to Medina. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent his messenger rahmatan lil alameen, mercy for human beings. And when we say rahmatan lil alameen, we have to understand that the meaning of rahmah is not, and mercy is anything that can be described under the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything that you feel is good in your life is a mercy. If your health is good, it's a mercy. If your business is good, it's a mercy. If your life is good, it's a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If your children are raised well and they are good, it's a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If your neighbors are good, in good shape with you and they are friendly with you, it's a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah says great to you, it's a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever happens, good is a mercy. And Allah describes Prophet, he is the messenger of mercy. وَمَا أَسْلَمَّكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Means, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad, عَلَيْهِ أَفْضَلُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, I made you to be mercy for the whole servants, for all my servants. Your presence in their lives is a mercy for them. You are my servant and they are my servants. But you are my perfect one. The one that I have perfected. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Verily you are of a good man and high character. Allah protected him. So I made you because of their protection. If they follow you, their life will be a mercy for them. If we follow the way of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we never find problems. We never have difficulties. But if we are going to follow the way of our desires, bad desires, we are going to find problems in our lives. Try to save yourself by following what Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned. O Muslims, this is what changed the life of the whole universe in the migration of Prophet from Mecca to Medina. And it happened 8 days ago. Sunday is the 10th of Ashura of Muharram. Some people may say 10, some people may say there are Sunday, some people may say 11, whatever it is. This month is the month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to move from Mecca to Medina to establish His infrastructure, to establish the state of Muslims, to establish the Khilafah of Islam, to bring up the glory and honor of Islam. It was in this month that Allah gave to His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a place where He can spread Islam everywhere. And our today's topic that wants to be, it is, we are going to choose the importance of the day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned. When he reached Medina, because it's coming in front of us, that's why we like to emphasize on it. When he reached Medina to Munawwara, at that time Yathrib, Al-Qalba, and entered and established, again to establish his tree, he found the Jews fasting the day of the 10th of Muharram. And he asked why they are fasting that day. And they said, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved Sayyidina Musa on that day from Fir'aun. As Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we have more rights on Musa than them. نَحْوَ أَحَقُّ بِمُوسَى مِنْهُ, he said, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have more rights to fast that day than them. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasted that day. And he ordered the Muslims to fast that day that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has fasted. And Muslim narrated in one of the ahadith of Ashura from the 10th of Muharram, he said that an Abi Qatada radiallahu anhu arda anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam su'ila an siyam yawm Ashura faqala yukaffiru sanat al-madiyah. Rawahu Muslim. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about the fasting from his Sahaba, when he saw the Jews are fasting, the Jews are fasting, he fasted there. Sahaba asked him, Ya Rasulullah, what about fasting that day? He said that in that narration of Muslim, that fasting that day is important to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Ya Allah, we are fasting for you, saved Sayyidina Musa from Fir'aun. We are fasting that day. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you kept your salat al-Mawiyah. Is whatever you have sinned, that you have committed for this past year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take all the sins away. That day is a waiving of sins for Muslims if they fast that day. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized on fasting that day, the day of the 10th of Muharram. Abu Hanifa said that day was an obligatory fasting at the beginning of the spread out of Islam. He said he kana wajiban fi awwal dhuhur al-Islam. It was an obligatory fasting because Prophet emphasized on it to fast and he fast. So Sahaba took it as an obligatory way to fast. Imam Shafi, the other school of thought, he said, it is a sunnah to fast it, but it is not an obligatory. So Imam Abu Hanifa said, in the first decade, in the first time of Islam, when it was coming up, it was a necessity, it was an obligation. After Islam spread, Now it is as you like. It's the sunnah. You like to fast, if you fast. If you don't like to fast, you don't like to fast. You will not get a sin. But to remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will weigh 1 year of sin that you have committed. So this is the mercy. This is the mercy that Allah showed to us, that وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. I have sent you mercy to humanity. So by following these small things that Prophet ﷺ mentioned to us, it becomes mercy to us. Everyone likes to be sent off 1 year away. Look now in prison system. They tell you if you are behaving good, for people who are in prison, we'll give you parole after 2 years or 3 years. Means we'll look at you and we might leave you out of the prison, give you to release you from prison. What you think about our sins? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to judge us in the judgment day. And say, you have made all these sins. Do you have any parole for it? Do you have anything that can waive it? Ya Rabbi, you have the day of Ashura, the kind of Muharram, the fasting, as Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. That's the time of Ramadan, we are not seeing Ramadan. So Allah, through the actions of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gave mercy for his humanity. So whatever you are doing, it was an act of mercy for us. All Muslims, don't forget those who can from you to fast their day. It's one day, from morning to evening. It's a Sunday or Monday, whatever. You fast it in the Innama al-A'malu bi-niyyah. It's according to the intention. What Allah says, every amal is by the intention. If your intention is to fast the 10th of Muharram and you think it is Sunday, and you fast it, you will be rewarded. If you think it is Monday, then you will be rewarded. وعن ابن عباس, you know, ابن عباس is the biggest مفسر of the Quran and the محدث in the time of Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. رضي الله عنهما said, إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, this is the ابن عباس hey, not Prophet, ابن عباس is saying, that Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى يوم عاشوراء, he fasted on the day of عاشوراء, the time of Muharram, because of its importance. وَأَمَرَ بِصِيَامِهِ, and he ordered people, the companions, to fast it. And it's narrated by Bukhari and Muslim. That Ibn Abbas said that in the time of Prophet, when Prophet fasted that day, he ordered the Sahaba to fast that day. Means it's important that you mentioned before the other hadith in Muslim that it will weigh the sins of 1 year. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أبو سعيد قال Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said من صام يوم عرفة له سنة أمامه وسنة خلفه. Who fasts the day of Arafah, the day where all Hajjaj are standing on the mountain of Arafah, in the valley of Arafah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wait for him one year before and 1 year forward. It's more than Ashura, more than the time of Muhammad. Who fast the day of Arafah, Allah will give him the reward of 1 year before. He will wait his sin before he committed, he will protect him, and he will wait the sin of 1 year fast. And he said, وَمَنْ صَامَ عَاشُورَىٰ, and whoever fasts the tenth of Muharram, غُفِرَ لَهُ سَنَةً, Allah will forgive him for one whole year that fast. رواه الطبراني. O Muslims, this is a barakah that coming through the life of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdal as-salatu wa salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day, he saved and he gave honor to many prophets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen Adam to be the father of all human beings on that day. He raised Idris alayhi salam to heaven on that day. He saved Sayyidina Nuh, who going to be a ship on that day when it landed on the mountain of Al-Judi. He thanked Sayyidina Ibrahim on that day. He forgave Sayyidina Dawood on that day. He gave back the kingdom of Sayyidina Sulaiman on that day. He took away the difficulties of Sayyidina Ayyub on that day. He brought out Sayyidina Yunus from the way on that day. He made Sayyidina Yaqub to meet his son Sayyidina Yusuf on that day. He raised up Sayyidina Isa on that day. And on that day, your messenger, your prophet, alayhi afdal salatu wa salam, the seed of messengers that Allah has chosen. He wrote, Allah made prophets to marry Sayyidina Khadijah al-Kubra on that day. Their nikah was on that day. And he made his promise to migrate from Mecca to Medina in this time. And Allah created heaven and earth on that day. And he created the sun on that day. And all of them was on the day of the 10th of Muharram. And it was on a Friday when it happened, not like today, Saturday or Sunday or Sunday. All Muslims, that day is very important in the Islamic calendar. Try to bring back that day that many people have forgotten. Now you go somewhere and in many places around the world, they tell you about the importance of that, of this day. But then you go to some other places where there is too much politics, where there is too much materialistic problems, too much difficulties. They forgot about these issues. All Muslims, let us bring back our tradition, our Islamic heritage, that we got to track from Prophet Sallallahu, that we got to track from Muhammad alayhi afdal salatu wa salam. And at the end, I want to say, what is the meaning of Ashura? It is mentioned that in many Islamic traditions, Ashura means the one who respect and honor that day that Allah had saved all Anbiya from their people on that day, from their from the abuse of their communities on that day. He will live in a light life. Means Allah gives him light in his life. So Ashura is, the meaning of Ashura is Asha Nuran. Asha Nuran means live in light. Means that person will be enlightened through his life if he keeps that day. Asha Nuran, they took the moon out and they left it without moon to connect the two words together. And it became Ashura. وقال الهمداني, one of the biggest muhaddith in his time. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will not read the Arabic because time is short. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordered Nuh alayhi salam to build his boat, to build his ship, he built it from 124,000 legs. And we know in Islamic tradition, Ibn Abbas mentioned in the Tafsir of Surah Al-A'raf that Allah, the number of prophets that Allah has sent are 124,000 prophets. Between them, 313 messengers, prophet and messenger. So when Sayyidina Nuh begins to put flag after flag, every flag, the name of the prophet appears on that flag. Until he reached the 124,000, the last 123,999 is finished. The last one, the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed up. And he knew he is the messenger of the seed of messengers. Sayyidina Nuh from that time. And then, when he finished completely, And he put all the ships together. He needed another 4 to complete the length of the ship. And as soon as he put it, the name of the 4 Khalis of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appeared. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, and Sayyidina Ali. And Allah said to Noah, Ya Noah, for the I am sending Muhammad as my mercy for humanity. Because of that mercy, I am saving you and your ship. And I am a very head in explaining honor. And Allah put them on the ship of Sayyidina Nuh. He is showing everyone in the universe that these are my beloved ones because they love my seal of Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi wa sallam. Whoever loves Prophet and loves his companion, Allah will save him in this life and hereafter because he is the seal of Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah forgive us for this day and keep us the barakah to fast on Sunday. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المستغفرين فيا فوزا للمستغفرين استغفر الله. الحمد لله حمد التامين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. تعظيما لنبيه وتكريما لفخامة شأن صفيه فقال عز وجل القائل مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الله أمته عن دار الجحيم فخر العرب والعجم مولانا ومولى العالمين المحترمين سيدنا أبي القاسم محمد. يا أيها المشتاقون نور جماله والمحتاجون شفاعته صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. فبارك اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد.